Welcome to Talking TRM, the Traveller Files, the podcast dedicated to the experiences of those on the road. During Talking TRM, the podcast, we discovered that lots of people working in this space do so in order to keep people safe, having even been involved in incidents themselves or witnessed them firsthand. This podcast sheds light on the lived experiences of people like you and me. These are their stories. In this episode, independent consultant and travel risk expert, husband and father, Mike Causley reflects on his experience of being feet away from a suicide bomber as he detonated. I'd like to add that our friends that are sharing these stories are doing so to open the conversation of the traveller's experience. Often, companies are only aware of something after the event, and we learn and are better informed for future trips. What is really important is that there is a mechanism for a traveller to report back, a method of reviewing that feedback, and a process to take action accordingly. And I'm pleased to say that for the majority of our friends that have made these recordings across their careers, these mechanisms have been in place for continual improvement.
In 2009, I was stood 30 yards from a suicide bomber when he blew himself up in the breakfast room of the hotel, and I was the other side of the lobby. And I remember it clearly, and I didn't get injured, and there were bits of concrete raining everywhere, small bits mostly, but I genuinely remember thinking, I've just spent a few days in this beautiful hotel in Southeast Asia, and it's been amazing. And in a moment, everything changed. And I had two colleagues with me, I had my bags, and for 30 seconds there was complete silence. And by that point, we're crouched behind a huge concrete pillar thinking, what's next? And I guess two things occurred. One is that I realized that life is incredibly kind of tenuous, depending on where you are and what you're doing and who else is around you. You can't control any of that. That just is your situation. And the second was that if I am about to die, oh, wow, what do I regret? Or what am I going to miss? Or it's just all those things in 30 seconds of silence all crowd in. And then what I found myself doing was I said to my two colleagues, I said, do you have your phone, your wallet and your passport? Because frankly, nothing else matters. Those things are helpful and they're easy to put in your pocket. They said yes, and I said, right, let's go. And so we went and we just left most of our things and walked / ran. And that was with the oil and gas company, and the oil and gas company were phenomenal. And again, that was another example of them taking care of us. At that point, it really didn't matter what work we were there for and what we were doing. They just said, they took us, they whisked us away. As it happened, they were ready to pick us up for the final day of our work. So we head straight to the office, we go into the crisis suite, we talk about what's next, what do we do. We made some choices about our onward travel, and then we went for our onward travel and made it. It was a very stressful day, but it completely changed my understanding of how a single event can impact your life and then the choices you make. I didn't have PTSD, although I had moments where, I would be right back there and I wouldn't know why. And I would have moments of complete guilt. That was interesting to me, where I would remember it and genuinely feel guilty for not having helped somebody else that I could have helped or that I thought I could have helped. Out and you see what you see because of what just happened. You think, oh, should I have stopped and helped? And yet you're trying to get away and move away from the situation, acknowledging that you're not trained to do what really needs to be done right there. Oh, it was complex and hard.
Wow.
Yeah.
I asked you for a story. That is not what I was expecting. Thank you so much for sharing that. That's absolutely life-changing.
It was a literal example of a business trip. Hotel, taxi, office, airport, all of those things. It wasn't a strange trip. It wasn't a crazy trip. It was a business piece of business travel, and that happened. And so that will never leave me as being possible. And of course, it's the 0.01% of possibility which is right at that extreme end. But it does happen.
Wow, what a story. Mike recounts this story now, years later, with such calmness. It feels when he's talking about it and some of the experiences that he reflects on as happening at the time, as if perhaps it all happened in slow motion, which again is something you hear again and again when you hear people in this sort of crisis sort of situation. This is exactly what happens. The difference is actually whether you've had any preparation or not as to how you can control yourself. But what I find is so interesting is that in that moment, obviously having those thoughts about potentially his life ending and what that meant, but then when he was able to get himself together, saw his colleagues around him, asked him these essential questions about what they needed, and then was able to spring into action and get them to safety. Now, we know from speaking to Mike previously, and if you haven't caught that episode, do on Talking TRM, he has a huge amount of training as far as a mountaineering training and rescue, as far as being working for companies and looking after this side of it, and now training businesses. So he is somebody who has put himself out there to learn how to do things in these situations. And this is something I really kind of want to get across to all of our travelers that are listening, but also to those companies. Don't rely on your staff to do the training themselves. Scenario-based training for a number of situations is a really good way to prepare your team. The second thing I want to pick up on, and I think this is so pertinent, is, you know, when we listen to how Mike talks about that situation, who's so calm, but he then very honestly talks about what happened when he got back. He mentions sort of this idea of PTSD. What I really want to focus in on is what he went through and the conversations he was having with himself, the thoughts that he was having, that as he did everything he could within his power to get him and his colleagues to safety, he was seeing things and knowing that other people were not so lucky. He then felt guilt. And this is survivor's guilt. This is something that happens again and again when you talk to people in these situations. Quite often after the event, after everything's been dealt with, we kind of just assume everybody's going to go back to normal. Being in this sort of situation can really affect you, and it can come up months afterwards. There can be triggering effects. What's important is to have a plan to support your staff for as long as it takes after being in this sort of event. And finally, I just want to go back to the fact that the company that Mike was working for sprung into action, were reactive to the situation in an incredibly positive way, and did everything they could to then obviously change travel arrangements and to get them home. Really essential. And I think any company in that situation would do the same. What I really want us to think about as our takeaway is that as we live in this world where things like this happen, yes, this is, as Mike points out, a 0.01% chance of happening, but it did happen. And if we put all of the 0.01% major things that can happen together, there's a higher probability of something happening. But on the other side, it doesn't have to be as extreme as this to affect somebody forever. There could be a sexual incident. There could be a mugging. There could be that sort of threat. So that individual that it happens to, it might not be happening on scale, but it's massive and it can affect their lives forever. So what are we doing to protect our staff when they are in these situations? Mike, thank you so much for sharing that story.
And that's it for this episode of Talking TRM, the Traveller Files. Remember, keep informed, stay safe, and enjoy your next trip. If you have a story you'd like to share on the Traveller Files, please get in touch. You can send us a voice note, or you can send your story to us and we'll share your experiences and keep you anonymous. Please send to bex@8phaseconsulting.com. You can see all of our details in the show notes, and we look forward to catching up with you soon. Take care.
Need help implementing a standard or maintaining a management system? Ascent Risk Management can support you throughout any stage of your project. The expert team delivers impartial consultancy and auditing services across multiple disciplines. More than just box ticking, their team works in collaboration with yours to build up bespoke management systems that return real business benefits. Find Ascent online at www.ascent1.com. This podcast is a Clemarc Studio production and was produced by Jessica Ingalls.